The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Dalam Ramon Aleph, in analyzing the Braisa that teaches us the halachas of Chol Adam Layir Ba'Oil Moed, Ba'Boil Chaper Ba'Kodesh at Seisoi, that nobody may be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen was doing the Avodah. The Braisa says, Only El B'Shas HaKtorah. How do we know that this is only when the Ketoris is being done, b'shas matan dom minay, how do we know that this halacha applies by the shas matan domim as well? Tamalayim, the pasuk says, b'voyo l'chaper b'kodesh. And the Braisa, the Gemara, in analyzing this part of the Braisa, says, ein li el b'shas haktara. I would only think that during the Ketara, there's an obligation to not be in the Beis HaMikdash. My mashma, ask the Gemara, why would I think that the Pasuk is specifically referring to the Shas HaKtorah? Says the Gemara, and as Mepharshim explained, shouldn't we say that it's speaking about the time that we do avoid the Wadam? Because we know Dam, Karbonis, are typically what bring Kapara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'chen Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, v'chen Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kra, v'chipa ba'adoi ba'adbeisoi, o ba'ad kol kal Yisrael, ezek ha'kapar sheshav aloi, which act on Yom Kippur is an act that applies to all Jews equally, ezek ha'kapar sheshav aloi to the Kohen Gadol, u'lebeisoi, and to the Kohen Gadol's family, u'lechav ha'kahanim, and to the other Kohanim, L'chal Yisrael, and for all of Klal Yisrael, which avoid is that? We know that the par is for the Kohanim. The Sor Lashem is for Tumas Megdash Kedoshav. The Sir Mishtaleich is for Klal Yisrael, which avoid on Yom Kippur applies to all of Klal Yisrael equally. Hava Oima Zak Taras Ktaras is the Ktaras. Ask the Gemara in Uktaris Mechaperis, does Ketaris affect Kapara? Answers Gemara in. Yes, the Tani of Chananya, Lamadim Uktaris Mechaperis, we've learned that Ketaris has the ability to Mechaper. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayitain as a Kaparis Vichapal Am. In the parish of Kairach, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to make Ketaris, and that would bring a Kapara. And explains the Gemara of Tana de Bishmal, and Bishmal indeed taught us, Amal Ktaris Mechaperis, what does the Ktaris bring Kapara for? Aloshen Hora. Yovadavish Bechashai, the Ktaris which was offered Bechashoi in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bechapra Masa Chashoi, it should bring Kapara on Loshen Hora, which is done Bechashoi. And in fact, I saw a Vart from Rabbi Yosef Engel. If you look at the three Averis, which the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samachei Omer Aleph, says are the root for all of Averis. The Gemara says that those three Averis are Arayis, Gezel, and Lashon Hara. As the Gemara says, Ruben beGezel, most people violate Gezel, Miutim beArayis, there's a portion that do Erva, Vekulim beAvak Lashon Hara. And on Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we find that all three of these averus, a kapara was brought from. The Gemara later in Amsecht on Daf Samach Zayin on the base says that the Karbon Lazazel was brought l'chapa amais uza v'azoil, which was a rayas. Gezel, we speak about in the Ila, as we say l'man nechstal ma'oshik yodenu. And Lashon Hara was saying here refer the k'tiris is mechaper for the Aveira of Lashon Hara. The Rishonim already asked, Taisus Rishonim and others, ask why is the Ketoris considered a Dovish of a Chashai? So he says, it's considered a Dovish of a Chashai because it's during the Hazar, during the Avoida of the Ketoris, there was no, the coin did not speak. Whereas when he sprinkled the dam, he would spring Achas Lamalo Sheva Lamata. Another explanation is that the Torah is very clear by all other kavanas for which averus they are mechaper. The Torah, however, does not clearly indicate for what the Torah is mechaper. We're only learning it in our Gemara. And another pshat is because the Torah is brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most private place in all of Klal Yisrael, in all of in our entire Beis HaMikdash. However, in the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, asks that our Gemara is saying that the Ketores is what is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, whereas the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim says that the Me'il worn by the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, Yovah Dovah Shebekol, because we know and there were bells on the bottom of the mill. V'chaper al kol hara. And the Gemara immediately asks, didn't our Gemara say that the Ketores is mechaper on Lashon Hara? So the Gemara answers, there's a difference if the Lashon Hara was spoken publicly or privately. Lashon Hara that's spoken publicly, the me'il is mechaper. Lashon Hara that's spoken privately, the Ketores is mechaper. Ask the Gvuras Ari and many other Mefarshim that we know that the story of Korach was quite public. So why does the Gemara say the Ketores is mechaper on that story when that story was a public story and the Kapara should have been through the mill? So some say that under normal circumstances, indeed the mill could have been mechaper on that Lashon Hara. However, that was Lashon Hara that was said about Aaron. And Aaron was the one that was going to bring the Ketores. Aaron wearing the Me'il, the Beged that Aaron himself is wearing, cannot affect Kapara. For that we needed that he should, that cannot affect Kapara. For that we needed he should bring the Ketores. Another pshat, the Sfasemis suggests this pshat, that we don't find that they really spoke the Lashon Hara in the story of Korach explicitly. They just said what Kolei the Kulam Kadoshim, and everybody understood what they meant to say. And the Chofetz Chaim and Hilchas Rechilas Klal Dalid Sif Aleph teaches us that Rechilas doesn't mean that you're telling us something that I don't know. If you get people to think about something that they know, but they weren't thinking about, and you get them to think about something in a negative way, that's also considered Lashon Hara and Rechilas. So yes, Korach didn't do anything behind the scenes. But what Korach did was not say what he had to say publicly. He just got everybody to think that what's happening here. And that indeed is considered a Dover Shebechashoy, for which we need to have a Kapara through, specifically to have the Kapara through the Ketores, the Mil would not do. But then, the Chofetz Chaim asks a different question. We're going to learn later in our Masechta Mitzvashem that there are averus for which a Ben Adam L'makam and the averus Ben Adam L'chaveroi. And the halacha is that averus that are Ben Adam L'makam, we do tshuva. We do what, as the Gemara will explain. Averus that are Ben Adam L'chaveroi, the halacha is that you can't have a kapara between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kapara can only be affected through asking your friend Mechila. So how could the Ketores be mechaper for the Avera of Lashon Hara if Lashon Hara is an Avera that's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi and not Ben Adam L'Makam? So some indeed, based on this Gemara, say, from here we see that Lashon Hara is not just an Avera Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Lashon Hara is also an Avera of Ben Adam L'Makam. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. Yes, if one person did, said Lashon Hara, did something wrong to another person, that indeed is an Aveira that's been Odom L'Chaveray. However, even if that's an Aveira that's been Odom L'Chaveray, that's between the person who actually perpetrated the Aveira, in this case, the person who said the Lashon Hara, and the person about whom Lashon Hara was said. But then we also have a concept of Kol Yisrael Areidim Zeh L'Zeh, that we're all responsible one for the other, and we all have to make sure that we're acting appropriately. For that, Arvis, that is certainly a concept of Bein Odom L'Mokay, and if one person is speaking Lashon Hara, the way we will all have a kapara that we allowed or create, have such a situation in Kol Yisrael, we all need a kapara, and that the Ketoris in fact brings. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, Chelek Beis Perek Hei, teaches us that this Gemara is a tremendous lesson to teach us what Lashon Hara is all about. The Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. The high point of that Avodah is bringing the Ketoris, as we've been learning in Masech the Yuma. And what does the Ketoris Mechaper? Lashon Hara. Why? Because what we're learning from here, that if somebody Chas V'Shalom says Lashon Hara, he's desecrating what's holiest in Klal Yisrael. There is no holier splat in our life than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim gets desecrated through Lashon Hara. The Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketoris to teach us that we need to take away the Lashon Hara. Only after the Kohen did the Avodah with the Ketoris that he could he proceed to do all the other Avodahs Yom Kippur. Because as long as the Aveira of Lashon Hara hovers over us, then the Kohen Gadol can't proceed with doing anything else on Yom Kippur. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the same with a person who wants to do tshuva, not specifically Yom Kippur, whenever he wants to do tshuva. The first aveira he has to do tshuva for is Lashon Hara. And only after he's done tshuva on the aveira of Lashon Hara can he proceed to do tshuva and ultimately have a kapara for all his other aveiras.